Get your Bibles. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. From an apostolic, prophetic, and pastoral mantle this morning. In Hebrews chapter 12, some years ago I studied along this line with great men and great women of God, but it's time for us to come to this point of revelation in our lives. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. It reads, "But ye are come unto Mount Zion." See that? Unto the city of the living God. Listen, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable, uncountable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven. You listening?
Yes.
And to God, the judge of how much?
All.
All. And to, I want you to holler after I read this one, because I want you to know if you know who you're talking about. And to the spirit of just man made perfect. And to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Now, I'm going to deal with the last out of the eight things that you can find in the court of heaven. I'm going to deal with this last one, the other seven built up on this last one we're going to read in this 23rd verse. It's the one we're going to deal with today. It's actually eight things that we have come to. These eight things put us in a position that we can't be touched. And after this day, I'll start off. I don't know how many weeks of money going to take me to finish it. But it says, and to the blood of sprinkling. Now, sprinkling is powerful, but then it says that speaketh better thing than that of Abel. Now, Abel blood spoke, but this blood speak better than Abel. All right. Now, here's what I want you to be focusing on. And see, can you catch a hold of this? This is not going to be normal to you. But if I can get the body of Christ, Word of Life, Prince, and the body of Christ to take a hold of this, something about to change. But it will not be ordinary talking before I tell you. It will not be. You're going to have to be in the spirit, because it does not make sense normally. I want to take it to a level of hearing the voice of the blood. It's possible. The blood speaks. But we got to hear it. When I first studied along this line, we'll read this other scripture to get us further before I start talking. Go to Revelation chapter 12. Let's read verse 10 and 11 in Revelation. Revelation You about to get your solution. Look at the person next to you and tell them, you about to get your, you got to say it like I say it now. No, I don't want y'all to say it all proper. You about to get your solution. I don't want you using your put on voice. Revelation 12:10. And I heard a loud voice. The loudest voice you will hear is the voice of the blood. But you hear it on a different dimension. He said, I hear a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Now that's the blood talking. Because the blood is the loud voice about salvation. What else, Lord? I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, wherever, in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the blood talking. It's a time where God couldn't say that. Man has fallen. But after the blood of his son spoke, he can decree to us salvation, strength, the power of his son. You see it? Now, why we need to understand this? For the accuser, verse 10, how many with me? For the accuser of our brethren, he never got back up. The devil never had a resurrection. Write that down. Because sometime in our life, we act like the devil rose from the grave. The devil never had a resurrection. The devil never rose to power again. When Jesus took him out, I said, when Jesus took the enemy out with his blood, he never raised the power again. So anything he's disturbing you about, he's faking. How many hearing me? Anything you're going through, check yourself. Because in some way you're helping him. The devil cannot whoop you without you. Quit giving him permission. And quit giving him credit that he do not deserve. I want the Holy Spirit to build in you blood consciousness today. Always be conscious of the blood of Jesus, which will bring you salvation and strength and power and glory and victory and joy and peace. Christians have to be blood conscious. Victory conscious. Can't be defeated conscious. Nothing should hold you down beyond 3 days. You shouldn't have a 3-month problem or a 3-year problem. told you, you're going into a, see, it's beyond a pastoral dimension. The blood is, watch now, you listening? Yes, sir. The blood is prophetic victory. Well, what he said? You know what that means? The blood have announced victory that it won't take back. No matter what you going through, if you under the blood, you still got the victory when you look like you're weak. So everything you dealing with has already been prophesied victorious. Dog, I wish I had somebody preach to you today. There's nothing you dealing with that you do not have the victory over because of the blood. If Satan knew that you can hear the blood, he gonna look for somebody else. Satan cannot handle people who can hear the voice of the blood. Tell the person next to you, you can hear the voice of the blood. You see what I'm saying? How many with me here? How many of y'all ready to go to another level? How many of y'all want to go beyond just being a church goer? Come on, man. We can take this stuff home with us. Listen. Listen. You walk around the kitchen and say, blood. I'm told where the blood is, all confusion has to pass over. That's what the Bible said. God told him, put that blood on your pole. When the death angel come through you tonight, when he see that blood, oh, can't stop here. I dare you tell four people the blood's still alive. So, I'm going to get to my texture, but that lie must leave your life today. Any area in your life seem like you cannot get above and trying to hold, that lie got to leave your life today. You're going to make it. But accused of our brethren is cast down. What is it? What you accused them before our God day and night. Now here's three testimonies in verse 11. In verse 11. And they are overcoming him by the blood of the Lamb. No, and what it say? And what it say? That's not what it say. See, you thought I was talking about faith. See, the blood's stronger than faith. The blood more powerful than faith. See, faith is overcoming. Here's a secret. Connect your faith to the blood. I'm not going to get further there. I see that now. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. But if you're suffering from blood deafness, what did you say? I said, if you're suffering from blood deafness, if you cannot hear the voice of the blood, I'm going to show you something in a minute about the voice of the blood is speaking certain things. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Quite natural, when you hear the blood, you got a testimony. And quite natural, you don't want that little Mickey Mouse life no more. Once you understand the real life, and they love not their lives unto death, they turn that life in and say, I'll take that other life. Got it? Now notice it spoke with a loud voice. He said, and I heard a, go back to verse 10, and I heard a what? Read that first statement. And why they want us to be, why they want us to be quiet in church then? Why you get upset when the person next to you hollering and jumping? Now turn back, I'm going to show you some words that the blood spoke. Turn back to Revelation 5, 12. And then I'll start giving you some points to apply and start taking you to the courtroom and get you off the battlefield. You're fighting in the wrong place. You're fighting on the battlefield. You're in war on the battlefield when you need to take this stuff to court. I remember studying that. I read a good book on that. That's powerful, man. But I want you to get this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The rest of y'all folks not going to say nothing? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm trying to get something to you. I need you to respond, man. Don't let that lady sitting next to you get everything. She go home loaded and you go home broke. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. Go back to verse 11. Thou worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. Well, I mean, Revelation 4. I like that too, though. I think I'll preach that. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou have created all things for thy pleasure. They are and were created. I like that verse. Now go to verse 12, 9, 5. Saying with a loud voice. Now watch this now. Worthy is the Lamb. You see that? That was slain. Now when you see slain, you think about blood, right? To receive. Slain to what? What?
Power.
What else?
Grace.
What else?
Wisdom.
Gone.
Strength. Honor.
That's the blood speaking. You see what I'm saying? Now, where have you been, when I studied this some years ago, where have you been fighting your battle? On the battlefield or from the courtroom? Go back to Hebrew. Because there's a courtroom scene. Hebrews chapter 12. When you can hear the voice of the blood, whatever battle come in your life, whatever you're dealing with, you must have a courtroom scene with it before you go on the battlefield. And in that courtroom scene, the courts of heaven, they call it in the book I read. In that courtroom scene, three things had to happen. Judgment, you get a judgment on the thing. Get a verdict. I mean, even before you go to the battlefield, the scriptures will give you a verdict. And a decision. Now, y'all better get them three things down now. In the courtroom, in Hebrews 12, 22 through 24 is a courtroom scene with eight supreme voices. It's a supreme jury of heaven. Each Christian have a divine right when they're dealing with something to have a court session. Get a judgment. Get a verdict. Get a decision. And then fight. Most Christians fighting as losers because they're on the battlefield without a court decision. In the court scene, heaven opened. Seven of the jurors build on the last one. Even God himself believe in the blood. You're looking at text, you got eight jurors in there. And you one of them. Because your spirit is among perfect men. You need to consult with your spirit before you listen to anybody else. Listen. Going on the battlefield with a verdict, the blood of Jesus is a judgment, a verdict, decision, and victory. Let the voice of the blood keep speaking in your life, and you will live supernaturally. You heard me? Let the voice. See, you can hear this voice. See, it sounds crazy talking about hearing the voice of the blood. But it is a revelation. Because that's why God says the blood speaking. The blood do have a voice, but only those who can walk in revelation can hear it. I mean, you talk to a scientist, and you talk to somebody in psychology, they say, ain't no blood speaking. You can't prove that. They want you to prove it sensical. But we live by revelation. We have a Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, who can take us into different dimensions of thinking, understanding, acting. We have the Holy Spirit. That's what he's there for. Holy Spirit is not about normal stuff. You can go shopping by yourself. Holy Spirit ain't got to go shopping with you. But when you're going into the deep things of God, when God want to talk to you, the Holy Spirit has to help you. To realize that you're not just a normal human being, but you are just men and women whose spirit have been made perfect. And you got to let your spirit be on the jury. You got to let your spirit judge things in life. Don't try to judge it academically or mentally or psychologically or scientifically. Let your spirit judge it. Your spirit knows the mind of God, the mind of Jesus, the mind of the Holy Ghost, a kingdom mindset. You lose by saying a prayer and reading a scripture and not coming to him. You cannot ever let the enemy or this world put in your mind that God failed you. He cannot fail. In case you couldn't pick those eight up, let me give them to you. Mount Zion, the city of the living, that's a church, the city of the living God, a numeral company of angels, the general assembly and church of the firstborn, the God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus, the mediator of the better covenant, and then to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you acquainted with the prophetic power of the voice of the blood of Jesus? Is that blood speaking daily in your life, working out your victories that nothing and no one can stop? Write this down. You must train yourself to hear the voice of the blood of Jesus. When you do, all accusation, all attacks are stopped. Can't handle the blood. Listen to this. When the blood speak and faith in the blood is applied, all of heaven gives attention immediately. Oh, look how y'all received this. Let me say this again. This Christian up in here? Let me read this again. When the blood speak and faith in the blood is applied, all of heaven give attention immediately. Let me read this again. Because it seemed not to be registered. It seemed like we had a football game or something.
Come on, sir.
Listen, let me read this again, because, man, this is too good to let go slide. I'm telling you, a master point in your life. Listen. When the blood speak, so we know the blood speak, right? Power, riches, honor, wisdom, we read in Revelation 5:12, right? Let me back up here. I'm going to read this again, but let me back up here. Go back to Revelation. It's something I want to emphasize. Go back to Revelation. Let's see, 12. I'm going to go back to 12. And I want to look at the 10th verse again. Revelation 12 and 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. That's loaded, man. See? And it all came through the blood. Let me say it this way. The blood is still functioning. You see what I'm saying? The blood of Jesus is still alive. And it's still functioning. And there's nothing that can supersede it. Now, you hear me talk about technology, because I have to warn you all, don't like to cut to this scandal of bread. Vuskanade sukuta. Don't let the natural take you over. You're much better on the inside. And the technology of man will never touch the technology of God. God is a supernatural technology. Man will never escalate traveling like God can. A man can be in Chicago and in Louisiana in 4 seconds when God translated. She travel. I got a jet. My jet go sometimes we 600 miles an hour in the air, the jet I fly when the wind right. But there ain't no traveling with God. If you read the 8th chapter of Acts, man was in one place and all of a sudden, bam, he in another place. Don't get so excited over what man doing. When the blood speak and faith in the blood is applied, all of heaven gives attention immediately. You listening? Turn to the 4th chapter of Genesis. If Abel blood got God's attention, how much more do the blood of Jesus get his attention on our behalf? You read there in Genesis chapter 4, brother kill a brother, but Abel, the Bible says Abel's blood was speaking from the earth. What verse it is? Verse 10. Look at verse 10. Genesis 4:10. I'm almost through. But I hear that old song. I know it was the blood. Anybody know that old song? One day I was lost. I know it was the blood for me. And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother blood cries unto me from the earth. Now, the word cries there, I didn't look it up in Strong and all that, but just the idea, cries have to have some type of voice. So it's a voice. I'm just trying to tell you the blood has a voice. Jesus' blood is crying out for everything he spilled it for to become a reality in you. I hear these words right here. Let the blood be real in your life. Write that down. Let the blood be real in your life. The prophetic voice of the blood speaks today to us. My God. My God. If we are going to silent the accuser. How many of y'all need to silent the accuser? If you're dealing with anything, you need to tell him, shut up. If we are going to silent the accuser, we have to know how to hear the voice of the blood. Ooh, my goodness. And agree with the blood and what it's speaking. How many understand that statement? If you want to silence the accuser when things look like they're not going right, and look like you're at your last breath or your last step, but the blood says, I got you. No more battlefield praying in your life. You go to the court of heaven first. Then you go out there. I'm going to have you to say something in a few minutes. The blood of Jesus prophesies. It actively speak. The blood speaks prophetically. The blood is prophetic in nature. The blood says it and does not have to prove it. The blood that has spoken may not be prophetic, but when the blood is still speaking, it means it has a prophetic voice. And we can pick it up in the spirit what the blood is saying. What is the blood saying to you this morning? What is the blood saying to your problem? What is the blood saying to your situation? The blood of Jesus speak. I'm going to see if any of y'all need this, what he's speaking. The blood of Jesus speak forgiveness. I want to eat on that, Lord. I want to eat on that, Lord. I need help. Anybody next to you don't have the hand up, pray for them. Lay your hand on them, pray for them quickly. The blood of Jesus speaks forgiveness. Look, watch what it says next. It gives God the legal right to forgive us. I need that. You say, I need thee every hour. I need the blood every hour. So I say to you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Always stay in agreement with the speaking power of the blood on your behalf. I'm in agreement with the blood. Say it.
I'm in agreement with the blood.
Now, if you say that when something attacked you, when you say that when you're going through something, in the name of Jesus, I'm in agreement with the blood. If you can say that, watch what happened. The blood of Jesus has the power to shut down all demonic activity. The blood do not solve problems. The blood reminds you that the problem is solved. Hey, over here. Hey, over here. Hey, hey, hey. Whatever you're dealing with right now, the blood testifies it is solved. You got the victory. Because I died shedding my blood for your victory. That's why I want to train you to hear that voice. Hear the voice of the blood. When you know how to hear the voice of the blood speaking, you cannot be defeated. I know it was the blood. That Sunday morning, 40 so years ago, I'd been out all night long. I went to a little Baptist church. Little short preacher preaching John 3:16. I was a devil if you ever saw one. I was a street runner, women runner, drank, smoked, cigars, did all kind of stuff. That morning, How many know that day? I got dipped in that blood. The blood of Jesus. All y'all got a day. Y'all can sit there like you've been innocent all your life, but you know what I'm talking about. When I say I've been out all night, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all been out all night. I ain't the only one up in here been out all night. I love Jesus. And nobody gonna take his place. This world not gonna make nothing modern enough to take his place. There's no substitute for eternity. Did you hear that? There's nothing good enough for eternity. Sit down one more few more minutes. The blood of Jesus is testifying right now in the courts of heaven on your behalf. That's mine, you can't have them. That's mine, you can't have them. Galatians chapter 3. I'll make a statement. I'm trying to find somewhere to close yet. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus testify against the accusation of Satan. When you make a mistake, Satan accuses you of not loving God. But in Galatians 3:13, I have a word for you. Galatians 3:13. Watch this. First word to make you shout. The first word is shouting ground. The first word will make you dance. The first word in that voice will make you run. If you know the context of that name that is above every name. Christ. Woo, glory to God. Christ. Not crisis. Christ. Either let Christ run your life or let crisis run your life. But I choose to let Christ. Look at the next word. Look at the next word. Look at the next word. Are we trying to get this done? No. No. Somebody here. Has. Now what that next word mean? No, what that word mean? What that word mean? That word mean blood. You're bought with a price. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed, man. Let the redeemed say so. Being, look what he did. He took my place. Being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree. He hung for me and for you. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad for the swap. He became sin that I might be made the righteousness of God. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad that God paid for my sin and set my soul free. And I can run and tell everybody, it's God who set me free. Man didn't set me free. so man can't tie me up. I got a God living on the inside of me. Anybody else up in here who have set me free? I don't care what happened in this world. I don't care what they do, what they say, who don't act right. I know I'm redeemed. I know I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. I know I'm free. You don't have to tell me I'm free. I know for myself that I've been born again and I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And I want everybody to know about it. I've turned my back on this world and I live in another world, a world where Jesus declared that he is Lord, King of kings, and Lord of lords. And he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Everybody can't go to that table. They've got to be in the family. Go get the table, boy. Go get the table. Go get the table. Go get the table, boy. Everybody can't be in this table. Everybody can't eat at this table. It's a prepared table for prepared people. It's a prepared table for people who've been washed by the blood. People who are walking in the blood. People who are talking about the blood. People who are shouting about what the blood has done for me. People who testified, I've been bought with a price. Therefore, I'm a glorified God with my spirit and my soul. The Lord been good to me. If anybody here, the Lord been good to you, I want you to turn around two times and make a shout and let them know that you're glad about this table. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord is my shepherd. This table say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. I want to talk to you a minute. If you're a child of God, this table means that you can never run out. This table means that everything you need, everything you desire, everything you dreamed of, this table have paid for it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Everywhere I go, things come alive because I'm carrying life on the inside of me, eternal life. When I walk in my home, it come alive. When I walk in the church, it come alive. Wherever I go, I'm walking in green pasture because I'm a carrier of green pasture with me. I got the life of, let me preach a little bit up here. I got the life of God in me. I feel the glory on the inside. I feel a wheel turning in a wheel. I feel a wheel turning in a wheel because the Spirit of God has fallen in this house. I hear the voice of the blood of Jesus saying, redeem, redeem, heal, bless, going in and bless coming out. I can't be stopped. I got Jesus on my side. I got angels on my side. I got the Holy Ghost on my side. Get back, devil. Take your hand off of me. Get back, world. Here I come. I'm a carrier of the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. At the name of Jesus, every demon must bow. At the name of Jesus, every problem got to bow. At the name of Jesus, all my enemy got to stand back. I'm not going home with the Lord. I'm dumping right here now. I'm not taking no Lord back home with me. I'm dumping everything. Come on, dump it. I'm dumping everything right now. I'm going back home free. I'm going back as a carrier of the blood of Jesus. I don't want to have natural blood running through my vein. I don't want to have Thompson blood running through my vein. But I got a blood running through my vein. That is a supernatural blood. I don't only belong to a natural family. I belong to a supernatural family. God is my father. Jesus is my brother. I got a whole host in heaven waiting on us. Abraham is my brother. Isaac is my brother. Job is my brother. Esther is my sister. We all in the same family. We serving the same God. As I close, Word of Life, I want you to know you're not losing. It's the devil with a camouflage. He can't stop you. All power is in Jesus' hand, and he gives the power to you. Use my name. Use the blood. Use my word. Use my victory. You a winner. I'd like to ask a question, not a trick question. I'm going to ask this question because I feel impressed by the Holy Spirit to ask this question. And this, your answer will determine whether you heard what I said. That's some kind of question the Holy Spirit wants me to ask. But he won't know, did you hear him today? That's not the question. You have the question. That's not the question. The question is going to find out, did you hear me today? This is outstanding, Lord. Thank you. The question is, after hearing this message, is anybody in here got a problem? I see some of y'all still think you got a problem. No, now after today, that's fake. F-A-K-E. If you listen to this tape, you deal with this thing properly, you really don't have a problem. I receive, sir, yes. That's $1,000. You really don't have a problem because your problem been solved. Well, let me ask the question again now. Ham, let me ask the question again. I'm going to ask the question again. After hearing this message, do anybody in here have a problem? No. See, now in the natural, the thing still might need to be dealt with. But you didn't find out that's not your problem. This is his problem. He tried to put on me because I'm a Christian. Why do you think sinners look like they live so free sometimes? Because they're trying to suck them in to stay with him. But with us, he won't try to stop us. We got to know he can't. Y'all come sing a little bit. I know it.